This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, son?
I'm doing pretty good. How's Rusty? How are you, Dad?
Me and Rusty's still about the same. He's paying me a little bit more attention, but he's still, all I'm worried about, he's stuck on Nancy. So that's a good thing. Yep.
That's good.
But I mean, we've been doing okay. Yeah. You getting back into the swing of things after being, you know,
in vacation mode? It is taking a while. I mean, I was deep in vacation mode, but I'm not looking at what I do as work. You know, when you come back from vacation, you're like, well, I'm going back to work, and I'm trying not to say that. I don't want to think of it that way. It's like, now I get to do stuff. I mean, you know, there's exciting things happening.
Most people that see what you do, they don't think it's work.
It's not. So, I mean,
and that's a good thing.
It can become that. It's like there's a mindset of it takes energy to perform, right? So it does require kind of getting into a certain mode of, you know, like you store energy and then you expend it in the right places. Like, but it's not hard work, it does require channeling energy. So in that sense, like the expansion of energy by, you know, a scientific definition is work. Work equals force times, what's the physics? Crap, I shouldn't, come on now.
E equal MC two.
That's it. E equals MC squared. E is work.
Force multiplied by distance equals work.
Force times distance is work. Force applied over a distance is the physics definition of work. So,
well, I did I can tell you about 2 weeks ago, I did a lot of force times distance work. So,
I worked.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what?
Tearing screen off of a porch, putting all the holes, painting, and this porch is 12 foot wide and 60 foot long.
That's a long porch.
And fixing it, and me and Nancy painted the pickets, and then I put all the new screen back up on the inside and finished last Saturday about 3:30, so the people that were coming from the family could get in the house and it'd all be done.
Okay. So, and how did you feel afterward?
War slam out.
What about the next morning?
War slam out.
All right.
Hey, that Monday when we did our first episode coming back.
Yeah.
I was still kind of war slam out. The episode doing dispatches kind of pumped me up and got me going because I told Logan, I said, Logan, I'm not planning anything for that Monday except for doing dispatches from Myrtle Beach because I got to get back to going and have energy to do it like you were talking about.
Yeah, see?
You got, hey, we got to have, we try to have a little energy doing what we're doing. So, and I love it. People ask me all the time. People ask me, do you really like doing it? I said, I love it. I mean, besides getting to talk to my son, I get responses from people all over the world. And
pretty cool.
And it's pretty neat, yeah.
Pretty cool. Can't consider it work.
But it
force times distance, though.
Yeah, force time. Well, Link.
Yeah.
I got a thing here. It says, hey, Link. Myrtle Beast, I believe it's Andrea.
Okay.
Is that right, Logan?
Yep, Andrea.
Okay. Hey, Link, a Myrtle Beast Andrea was wondering if you've seen The Odyssey yet.
I actually have seen The Odyssey. Have you?
No, I hadn't seen The Odyssey, but you see The Odyssey in these nuts?
Oh. That can't be right. I know what you're trying to do, and I will give you another shot at it. It's funny because we met Lily when we saw The Odyssey, and she drove separately, so we met her in the line. And so they scan our tickets, we're going in, and she's like, what did she say? She said, are you excited about seeing The Odyssey? And I was like, yeah. She was like, you ought to see these nuts. And I was like, boy, you should talk to granddaddy about that. So I'll give you another shot at it because she nailed it.
Well, I'm sorry. I did the best I could do.
Nope. Have I seen The Odyssey? Yes, but I might want to see it again.
You say, so you seen The Odyssey of these nuts?
You've seen The Odyssey of these nuts. It sounds like you're saying that your nuts are odd. That's what you've seen.
Your Odyssey. Okay. You Odyssey these nuts.
Yeah. That's better. Have you seen The Odyssey of these nuts?
I think that.
No, I haven't. The odder they are, the less I want to see them, actually. Unless they're so odd. Like, yeah. I mean, if they were like yellow with like black spots on them or something, if they're like leopard nuts, I'd want to see those. Mm. And I'd also want a doctor to see those.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Well, I'm sorry.
You want to see the Odyssey of these nuts.
Yeah, I'm sorry I screwed it, but I thank you.
Twice.
Hey, is that supposed to be hard for me to screw something up twice?
No. It's supposed to be effortless.
I've been married four times, so what the hell?
You ought to see The Odyssey of these nuts. You can do both, you know?
Yeah.
Are you going to see The Odyssey, Dad? Do you care about it?
Well, you know, Logan and I were talking about this when she popped this question for me, and I saw something on my phone that one of the stunt doubles, his name just left me.
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. That one of his doubles, it might have been the only one, was a woman.
Okay. And are you upset about that?
No. I mean, but they said they had to find some people because, like your arm that has all the tattoos on it.
Yeah.
He has one that has all of them on it, and they had to figure out a way, even filming, to cover that up where nobody couldn't see it.
So you're seeing
back then.
You're seeing all this behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, back then they did. They
didn't know. They didn't have tattoos.
Right.
Well, I can't say back then that they didn't have some kind of tattoo. Maybe, but
yeah,
not just run all up and down everywhere and all over you. But
did that make you want to see the movie?
Well, I've been thinking about, you know, we don't go to the movie a lot, but I get a thing on my phone where I can go to the one down here at Myrtle Beach. So I might, but I'd probably have to get a friend of mine to go because Nancy don't, ain't it kind of bloody and gory?
I don't think it's too bad in that respect, no.
Well, maybe Nancy would go with me then because she don't like that.
I mean, there's some gross stuff that happens, but it's, I don't know. I think that would be okay. It's long, though.
It's long?
You know, you have to plan your pee break somewhere in the middle. Okay. So you don't really go see movies. That's not really your thing.
No.
Okay, well, you ought to see these nuts, though.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's right. But
it was a pretty good movie. I think if I watched it again, it would be even a better movie. It's quite a spectacle. But yeah, he had a stunt double that was small because there's a scene with giants, and he did it basically everything practically. Nothing was computer generated. So,
oh,
he got really huge people to play these giants, and then he got small people to double as the warriors so that the size difference would be accentuated.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me even want to see it even more. So,
because it's more real.
Yeah.
And the Cyclops, they actually got a Cyclops. They got a guy with one eye to play the Cyclops, which is pretty cool. He's huge as well. But yeah, only one eye socket. You know how when you say a Cyclops, I'm not talking about an eye patch over one eye. I'm talking about it was just one eye in the middle of its head.
In the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. They got a real person to play him.
This.
Yeah. There's an island where these Cyclops live. And most of them aren't actors, and they like to keep to themselves. But one guy, they got him to come out of his shell, and he appeared in the movie. Yep. Yep. Big eye right in the middle of his head. Can you believe it?
Learn something today. See, don't ever get old. See, all you Myrtle Beasts, I learned something today. Y'all probably learned something too. about Cyclopses.
What about them?
That's pretty.
What did you learn? Yeah. What did you not know that you learned?
There is people that just have one eye in the middle of their head.
Yep.
I don't know whether or not my son's messing with me or not.
Whoa. Hey, you got to see the movie. Seeing is believing.
Okay. But if I just see the movie, I still don't know if what you're telling me, if there's really an island where they're just Cyclops living and people with just one eye.
There's also this place where there's a whirlpool, and if you drive your boat into it, you'll die. But if you go around it, some of you will die. And then there's this thing that comes out of the rocks, and it will grab people and eat them, kill them. So you wouldn't want
to. In the movie?
No, in real life. They just filmed. Oh. They filmed there, and there were I think it was five people who agreed to die in the movie, and they really were eaten by this thing. I think it's near the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh yeah, okay. Here we go again. Okay. I mean, 2 weeks. I mean, I'm back after just 2 weeks, and here I am.
It's all done practically. There's no computer. What you see is what happens. It's all real. That's the appeal of it, Dad. That's what I'm telling you. That's why everybody's going to see this movie, because it's all real.
Well, I had kind of read that it was really, but I, all these five people that said they'd get killed for the movie, I ain't going there.
Their family got the money.
No, don't even. Okay. You need to stop.
All right. All right. All right, fine. You don't have to believe me. I'm not gonna force it on you. You know, you can make your own decisions. But I do have this TikTok trend that involves parents and kids. So I want to show this to you, and then I want to get your take on it. All right. So here's something going around on TikTok.
Okay.
This is seeing how my mom would respond to bullies, and this is the mom in the video.
You're so fat.
That is so rude, and you should never judge a person on the way they look. And guess what? You're ugly.
Your hair looks so thin and horrible.
Well, you know, you can say what you want, but you don't really know me, and I really don't actually give two fucks what you think.
What?
Your kids are like such stuck-up rats.
Hey, no, they're not. I have raised really kind, sweet children, And how about you just mind your own business and try to raise your kids a little better, because I think your kids fucking suck.
Wow, she's letting them have it.
Your teeth are yellow.
Okay, no, they're not, and go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Your breath stinks.
Well, did you ever think maybe that you're just too much in my personal space, and I think you're, like, nasty to begin with, and maybe you're smelling your own breath because it's rebounding off my face to your face.
Oh, she's getting into it now. You see, you get the idea?
Yeah.
I want to see how you would respond to bullies, because I think this can make people feel empowered. All right? So I'm going to throw some bully lines at you, and you're going to have to retort. All right? What you scratching the side of your nose for? You think the boogers are on the outside?
No, just go on.
Just go on what? Insult you with it? You like insults? Your teeth are yellow.
Well, just because my teeth are yellow, that means that you just don't see very well and you need to get some more glasses.
Some more glasses? On top of my glasses? What are you, an optometrist all of a sudden?
No, I am not. I'm just saying, if you don't, I know my teeth are not yellow. So if you're seeing yellow, you need to get different lenses in your glasses. And not to be so upset about, because, you know, if my teeth were yellow, then it would probably be because yours are yellow.
I don't follow. My teeth, you're saying my teeth being yellow made your teeth yellow?
No, my teeth being yellow would probably make your teeth being yellow.
Oh, it's contagious.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
Hold on, I'm not your son. I'm just a bully, Dad.
Oh, you're just a bully?
Yeah, I'm just a bully. Yeah. It's not me. He's keeping his composure. Let's see if I can... But that shirt is dumb looking.
Well, I like shagging shirts. We go dancing. We go shagging. Just because you don't like this. This is a shagging beach shirt that I got when I went on a trip, and I like it. And
well, that makes one person.
And it's probably because you are jealous and don't have one.
Well, I definitely don't have one. I don't know how you fit that big old head through that little old hole.
Well, if my hair isn't puffed up near as much as yours, and if mine will go through a little hole like this, how in the world would yours go through a little hole like that?
That's a good point.
You probably have to take your glasses off to put a shirt over your head, because they'd get all caught up in it, and they'd probably get caught in the tips of your nostrils trying to get it off. So
yeah, that's actually true. Sometimes I'll put my shirt on and I my glasses are still on, and I have trouble with that. I've put my shirt halfway on many times and then had to fish my glasses out of the inside of the shirt, take my glasses out from inside of the shirt, continue to put the shirt on, and then put my glasses back on. So who's the bully now? Your breath smells like if somebody ate a dead squirrel and then vomited it up but kept it in their mouth. And then swallowed it again, and then started talking to me.
Well, I haven't never eaten a dead squirrel. I have eaten a dead squirrel before, but it's because I killed it and we cut it up and eat it. But I don't know how making. Whether it was a squirrel or whatever, it made me sick and I regurgitated it. If you were close enough by me, it would probably get regurgitated all over you. because I'm not going to keep it in my mouth. I'm going to let it out. And then if my breath stunk because of that and I didn't get to go brush my teeth or wash my mouth out, then I'm really sorry that my breath would stink because of that. But
you did eat a squirrel. I'm just going to clarify. Yeah. You did eat a squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, I have eaten a squirrel before. Yeah. But I got something. This is just right out of the blue. I don't know how this, all you Myrtle Beasts, this just happened that we were talking about this episode, and I had a thing on my phone the other day about bullies.
Oh.
And maybe that's why, and it had a thing on there how a dad, not a woman, responded to somebody that their children was, he had a son that was in high school and he was bullying some people.
Okay.
And he handled it not like this woman handled it. Like she was trying to get famous on TikTok
for
saying all this stuff she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I'm being as calm about this is because he handled it so well that he carried his son out to eat and he let him where he wanted to go eat. And then he set him down and talked to him and told him, you know, that what he was doing was not a good thing.
Because his son was the bully.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was bullying a girl.
Mm-mm.
So he was, him and his wife, they were separated. I don't know, it might have been said it was divorced. He called his wife up on the phone and FaceTime her, and he made him talk to her and see what she had to say about how she would feel if she said those things to him, if he said those things to her and stuff. And it made the boy think about what he was doing, and he apologized and said it wouldn't never happen again. So, this TikTok thing kind of got me started thinking about that, how well they handled it to do so.
Okay, look at that. An empathetic response.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Well, we got an email from Connor.
All right.
Charles, who are your hear me outs, women and men? And Connor, I'm just going to be right honest with you. Logan had to help me with this a little bit because when you said the hear me outs, she told me, she said it was women and men that I thought were handsome or good looking or something. So,
okay. Especially if it was surprising. Like at first glance, you're like, huh.
Wow. Yeah, like unconventional.
Unconventional.
Oh, well, maybe I screwed this all up too.
Okay. But, all right.
I mean, I sent her some people that, and one of them I sent might have been unconventional.
Okay. Well, let's hear them. I'll let you know.
My first one was Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Well, I get that. Hear me out, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, of course. Now, it's more of a classic beauty. It's like she was of a certain era.
And, yeah, and I was of that era.
Okay, all right. There you go. All right, that one's easy. I didn't have to hear you out too much on that one. Try me again.
Well, it was a lot of stuff about Marilyn Monroe that after she was deceased, it came out that the people she was friends with and all the different things.
Friends with?
Yeah, friends. Messing around and all that. So she did have some baggage and stuff, but I always thought they have that picture of her where She's standing over that grate, and the wind blows her dress up in the air.
Yeah. And, enough said. When like I said, I get it.
When you're young as I was then, that floated my boat. So
you wished you were that breeze?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right.
I was laying down in the grate.
All right. Give me the laying down in the grate. We creep or die. You're down in that grate, go. Is that where that's coming from? So you think somebody's down in that grate, go. Somebody's blowing hard down in that grate.
And I'm sorry I misunderstood Logan about this, but
no, you're. I think it's great.
My second one was Raquel Welch.
Okay, again, this is the easy one, but yeah, I think Raquel Welch translates even more for me.
But that I can't remember, but the movie when she. Right after she started, when she comes out of the water in that bikini bathing suit, whew, Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Make you bite a 20 penny nail into.
Is a 20 penny nail a thick one?
That's thick.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a pretty good size.
All right, who else you got? Dude, that was an easy one, too.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, huh? Why are you picking James Bond, huh?
And it wasn't just the James Bond films and the ones he did after that. I just liked the way he carried himself, and I thought he was a handsome, debonair man. Did well as in sale.
So if he gave you a hug, you might find you just kind of lingering with it a little bit.
Yeah, I might have. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. That's a little more surprising.
Yeah.
Who else you got? I'm going to hear you out.
I might have to say this from the last, but my fourth one was Lincoln Neal.
Your dead father?
My dad. Yep. But the reason I couldn't get Logan to get a picture because my mother's got a picture of my dad when he was like 20.
Okay.
And he was one handsome man.
Okay.
I mean.
I agree with that.
And I just think that he gave me something to look up to, and I think he probably gave you some of it too, but was
swag. You call it swag.
Yeah, he had the swag, and he didn't have it because he looked well. He had it because everything he did, people looked up to him.
He had even in this picture, you got the sideburns, you got the glasses, which aren't that much different than my glasses right now.
No, But
he always had interesting glasses. I mean, to be a police chief, you can't express yourself in your uniform. He expressed himself in his glasses and his sideburns.
Yeah.
But the hear me out thing, there's typically more of a sexual component to it that maybe is a bit disconcerting in this conversation, but I'm gonna cut you some slack.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question. But Logan,
I'm actually really glad you misunderstood the question.
I'm always glad when you misunderstand.
Yes, and that and we are saying that you did misunderstand. This is a misunderstanding.
Well,
but yes.
And the last one I gave Logan was Kevin Costner.
All right. Okay. All right. So if Kevin Costner gives you a hug, what are you going to do?
I'm going to hug him back.
Maybe the hands would migrate a little bit?
I don't know if they'll go all the way down south, but I mean, I'm going to pat him on the back and hug him because I just
thought he was what really if his good hands went down south? What if you're giving him a hug? Hey, buddy, good to meet you. I like your work. You got some swagger, and I like that. And then, in response, his hands go down there and just grab two just hands full of your cheeks. He's just grabbing your cheeks, Dad. What would you do?
Well, being it was Kevin Costner, I'd probably just reach around there and grab some of his cheek, too.
See, now we're talking. Now we're back
I'm
in
telling.
It. There we go. Yeah. All right. You have been heard out. I don't. Do I have any hear me outs? I don't. You know, people like to talk about cartoon characters and stuff like that. I mean, people like to talk about Velma from Scooby-Doo. Once you had Linda Cardellini play her, which I've only seen photos online, but that's enough. That's an easy hear me out.
Okay.
Of course, Rhett was famous for saying that the bird lady from Home Alone can get it, which is basically a hear me out. And she has passed away.
Oh.
So she died last month. So you can't hear. He's got to get a new hear me out. I really need to work on mine. I don't know. Anyone I should consider?
We'll do that again in about 6 months, Logan. I'll do better.
All right.
You did great.
All right.
It's time for another edition of Can I Pronounce These Words? Let's see if I follow, fail. It looks like I'm going to get to pronounce some more words.
Yes, so. You are. We're going to take you on a trip. You're going traveling to some places, okay? But only if you can pronounce them. So let's hear well, this first one.
I may not get to go to any of them then. Yeah.
Let's hear okay. the first one.
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu. Well, the last letter in both of those words, you're saying it like an A, but it's a U.
Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu.
But there you go. He figured it out. See, look at you on a roll already. So you fit. I think.
Machu Picchu.
I don't think I'm not going to buy the plane ticket, but.
Okay.
I'll give you the time off if you want to go. That's what you earned for that one.
Okay. All right.
All right. What about this next one? Now, this is Thailand.
Pocket.
Like something you put loose change in?
That's, yeah. All right. Puke it.
He knows that ain't right. What town's going to call itself Puke It?
I don't know.
Actually, say it just like you did.
Few it.
No. Go back. Go back to your previous way, but then put the emphasis on the second syllable.
Picot.
Closer. P H U.
Piquet.
Oh, that's it. You got it. Say it again.
Piquet.
You're saying pew still. Now get rid of the pew, you, and just do make it like.
Phuket.
That's it.
Okay.
Phuket. Puket.
Phuket.
Phuket. All right, you nailed that one. It took a while. All right, I'll put you in the back of the plane for that one.
Okay.
You're in the very back of the plane. It's a long flight, but you're close to the bathroom. So everyone who goes in and out of the bathroom, you can keep a record on how many times they go and then what kind of scents come out of that bathroom.
Okay. cons.
Now, what made you say it like that? Because that sounds a little fancy.
Well, it looks like that thing about that film festivals.
Mm-hmm. See, he's getting really educated on this stuff. You can't, but it's French. You can't say the S.
Con.
Oh, look at that. Now I think you got comfort, extra comfort on this flight.
Okay.
Pretty good. And if you're an American, if you want to say it in an American accent, you can say can. I believe.
Okay.
I believe so. You can say can. But if you're French, or if you're at the film festival, you got, I would think you would say con.
Con.
All right.
We're in the Cannes Film Festival.
Nope, you don't say the S.
Okay. Let's see. Mm.
I do not know this one. Okay. I've never heard of this.
Oh. It's in Italy.
This is in Italy.
That don't help. Cinque Terre.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. That's exactly how I would have said it. Cinque Terre. You know what? Everything that your instincts told you to do, abandon it. Try again.
Cinque Terre.
It's so percussive. Cinque. Why you?
Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre.
Is it? It's a. I mean, I try to go French with it. Cinque Terre. Cinque. Sank.
Nope.
Cha. Oh, these Italians, Dad. They like to go cha cha. Cinque.
Cinque Terre.
Cinque.
Cinque?
Cinque.
Cinque.
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre. Tar?
Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre.
Cinque.
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre. This is a town?
Cinque Terre.
What's good about this place? Ruins?
I think it's
paintings?
Like, no, it's like really pretty.
Pasta? Coastline?
It's like this.
Oh, that place with all the colorful, all the colorful houses stacked up on the, Christy really wants to go there. I gotta brush up on this stuff. Cinque Terre.
That would be down in Charleston, South Carolina, all the different color houses.
Yeah, a different version of it. That's what, yeah, we're just going to have to go to Charleston. Neither one of us are getting on a plane at all for that. All right, one last one for you. This one can be in a scientific expedition.
Galapagos.
Woo.
All over it, Dad. What do you know about the Galapagos?
I know it's an island somewhere.
Maybe the more than one.
I know a lot of people like to go travel to them, and there's a lot of things to see there, but that's about all I know about them.
Big tortoises. Charles Darwin developed his theory of his evolution, the theory of evolution, I think, on the Galapagos Islands, observing all these isolated animals and how they developed. Pretty cool.
Mm.
Not a lot out there, so I think it is pretty much just like a rustic experience, but it sounds like you got a first-class ticket to a rustic turtle viewing. Pretty good.
Okay. Well, my shoe picture. Okay. Well, it looks like we spent enough time together today, Link.
Had enough of me today.
And it's been fun having you all here with us today, you Myrtle Beast, and we'll be back next week for another one.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a question, comment, or story, email me and If you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. And y'all have a great rest of your week. Remember, you ought to see these nuts, Link.
You got it. How odd are they? Love you.
Love you too.